Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Monday. Boom. We're in the place. In your face. In your face. The Starter Hammer text line 402-464-5685. Want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit me with a what's up. Bach and I will respond and include you in the program. Greatly appreciate you hanging out with us. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo, Channel 961. You should, in fact, pause if you have not downloaded the Ticket app. It's football season. Like, download the app. You're going to need it. Just going to let you know in advance. You're going to need it. It's a busy week. Busy week. Things are happening, and things are being added to the schedule. So as we talk about it, there will be NFL preseason games on the Ticket. Make sure you're able to carry the app and stream and do the brick and mortar thing. It is a question, I guess. Bach, do you have an actual radio?
That's what I was thinking about asking that the other day. I don't. I don't think I do anymore. Like outside of my car, I don't. But man, I miss it because that's what made me fall in love with sports radio.
Right. So, and then, I mean, here's the thing that struck me. Somebody mentioned it yesterday, that the website, theticketfm.com, is also a great resource. Like, we forget so much, and we have to be consistent and constantly reminding folks. And then when we say follow on social media, it's not just for the numbers. It's so that you get notification of what's going on, and you can actually track some of the stories. Like, we have changes, things that go on here, and, you know, that's a really good way of knowing. But jump on the website, poke around. Look, you can look for programs. You can look for previous shows. You can look for content. All of that stuff is there. So we've tried to make a point to give you every way possible to consume what we're offering as consistently and as often as possible. So yeah, the website's also an added factor in that. Over the course of this 2-hour show, Carrick will be back next Monday as well. So it'd be pretty simple to follow along. Bach in the black shirt immediately following that most of the week. And then Anthony Lonhart Smith will be back down Wednesday. Peter Cobalt's coming on Wednesday night for a one-on-one. So we will have several coaches, Herman Delmagro from women's tennis, working on Lance Harvell, Jalen Reyes from volleyball, Harvell from baseball, lots going on. And then I need to get Luca Virgilio, the new GM former director of operations for Husker basketball. I need to get him here locked in. And yeah, I'm poking at you, Luca. I'm poking at you. We need to get you in here. Lots to talk about as we head into students coming back, basketball training, what's happening there, all the different involvements that happen from the transfer portal. And there's lots when you talk about basketball. But for football, Buck, your immediate hot take on Saturday's open practice, what comes to mind? What do you know any more than you did on Friday? Do you know more on Monday than you did on Friday?
Well, I think you can add some highlights, and if you saw it, I mean, certain wide receivers flashing, you know, maybe you feel a little bit better about the depth chart there. Not that you had worries in that particular area to begin with, but some of the young guys kind of showed out. And then, you know, you always kind of get through, okay, well, who's lining up where when they start? Ones versus ones, 11 on 11. And, you know, so I think you kind of take away a little bit maybe from what's going on there. But there's also over analyzing the one practice that you see, right? I mean, that can be, you know, with injuries or rotations or whatnot. And we did see, you know, you saw rotations there even with the, you know, the first team. So, and that's what it's going to be, you know, with the black shirts, we kind of get this idea, and sometimes we'll give, you know, 12, 13 black shirts out. But sometimes we get so entrenched in the idea of starters, I guess, in sports. And yes, it's important, but some of those, you know, maybe eight of the positions, or I should say, you know, three of the positions, four of the positions can be more rotation based than, hey, this is going to be our solidified starter throughout the year. And of course, we all know that it can change throughout the year as well. But so, I mean, I think you maybe, I don't know if you know more, you maybe feel a little bit better, particularly I would say with the special teams unit, the field goal kicking. I think there's a competition there, and we didn't see any misses. Everything looked pretty good from what was going on there, which should be routine. I mean, these were 28 to 43 yard field goals. They were not, not like they were booming them, but that was not routine last year. So maybe feel a little bit better about that as well.
Yeah, it's I was accused Sunday of being Derek Downer about the practice. And I said, no, that's not true. I asked questions. Again, I don't have to have the answers to everything, but I do want to get to questions to make you think. And I know that a lot of people don't want to be think. They don't want to think. They just want to be told what to think. And I'm not that way. Like I don't process that way as a coach, a player, never process that way. The basic skin, top skin level of a thing is not necessarily the answer. And it's certainly not where I want to live. So, you know, it's in the full space. You guys are funny too. Again, I have to say it as simply as I could say it. That yes, the Gump family rules applies to one-on-one. We fully engage that, and that is the beauty, that you have to buckle up when you come to one-on-one, because there's 100 different rabbit holes we can go down, and you guys know me well enough to know how to press Bach and I's buttons. Like, you know that the day after pay-per-view WWE weekend, and the weekend, the Monday after UFC fight nights, yeah, there's stuff to talk about. And you, we can go through, but we also hadn't talked about, you and I hadn't talked about the practice. So we'll get to to SummerSlam. We 100% get to SummerSlam. And I want to get to Cincinnati, because I think in the story, just like the face in a match at WWE, there has to be a villain. In order for it to matter, for you to care, there has to be some risk, some friction. And that Cincinnati exists. And we can look at, oh my goodness gracious, here's what the Huskers are doing, which is wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to dive into what we think we see and what we want to know. And they're never the same. They're never the same. We've never walked into a Husker football season in the last 6 years and know what we were walking into. We've never known. We've never gotten it right. Never gotten it right. I mean, there are individuals who got it right. Like, there are people who took a shot in the dark and they threw the dice and they got, oh, you know what? We're going to win four games. We're going to win five games. Okay, we're in seven wins range. The simple way to look at it is the what your eyes tell you and what the action looks like. And remember, you have new eyes. What you saw at the Pinstripe Bowl is just where the Husker program officially left off. Then you can compare what you saw at the Pinstripe Bowl and what you saw at practice. You can compare them. You can compare the players who you project at various levels of the depth chart. But we don't know the depth chart. As a matter of fact, here's the one thing that you have to know about summer camp. The depth chart changes every day. As a matter of fact, it changes every rep. Why? Because you're not fully formed. You're not fully competing. Tell me when in Saturday you went full on 100% ones against ones. Tell me when. Like, you don't even know who the ones are. You don't know who's hurt, right? There's no injury report. Like, there's kind of an injury report. Well, this one was, yeah, we held this one out because it was, okay, but we don't know. We don't know. This is not the NFL, and we don't get those sorts of, those doctors don't work that way. Okay, who's healthy? Who's been healthy? Whose health are we protecting? Ask those questions. Okay, then, who is participating? In what drills, what was the thing that you're working on? Every single practice, as a matter of fact, every drill and every part of practice is to work on a particular thing, a specific thing. You're not working on everything. You're never displaying everything. You're never showcasing everything. Every practice, every part of practice is to work on a particular thing. And the parts that you get to see at an open practice is how a team warms up, right? What group? Look at the group. Does the group look like a Nebraska group? Now, always use air quotes with the look like, because remember, we hadn't seen any of the groups that we saw Saturday in full before Saturday. Bach, we hadn't seen any film, had we? Ah. We hadn't seen the warm-ups. Right, we had seen the quarterback groups drill. We hadn't seen them throw in unison and throw in routine. We had not seen the receivers and how they move in space and what their release drills were and what their top of the route drills were. Were you able to come out? You know, did you come out of the break the right way? Hand placement, release at the line of scrimmage. What type of release are you working on? Because zone releases and manned releases are all different, right? And you have to see how this particular coaching staff, which is a new coaching staff, at all the positions we're talking about, you had not seen it. So you don't know what you were seeing. You can only compare it in your mind to the last version of it. And then you get into the comparing game. How did Dylan look compared to last year? Bach, do you remember who the number two quarterback was at the first open practice last year? Do you remember who that was?
Not necessarily.
Right. Like we give so much juice. Right? Remember the Chubba Purdy days? Like, remember the days of projecting with having Logan Smothers and Chubba. we went through. And it's so funny. Like, we go through. You know when we're going to know what this year's Husker team is going to look like?
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
August 29th. We're going to project. We're going to preview. We're going to predict. And then we're going to go, oh, man, we were way off. Remember all the starts of all the running backs who were the top guy at going into camp? All of the Bach, we could name the last 5 projected 1,000-yard
every year.
Every year. We don't even know those guys anymore. Like you, Bach, remember all the transfers that came in and all the guys? We could go all the way back to, we can't even name the last 5 predicted number one, the guy who started the season at number one, and then the guy who ended up at the end of the season, right? Yeah, we don't have a mail carrier. Yeah, we do. No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't know. Like we can talk about who's in the room, and this. I don't know that the running back room is different this year than in the previous year, other than the fact that we know less about them this year. We know Emmett, but we really don't know Emmett. We just met Emmett. We met Emmett in the last 3 regular season games. We met Emmett in the Pinstripe Bowl. We're like, bro, we just started dating. We know you for 600 yards. We know. And that, but that's the focus, right? That, okay, we can project that we know that he can play at the Pinstripe Bowl level, right? We saw that. But then we have to say what the Pinstripe Bowl was. Like, was the Pinstripe Bowl more important than the entire Big Ten season?
I would say less important given the sit-outs.
Right? You have the sit-outs. You have, like, it's a different schedule, and it's not Big Ten football. Right, we can say fully it's the Pinstripe Bowl was not Big Ten football.
Played in a baseball stadium.
Right, like it's a whole bunch of stuff. So then you get into the expectation. I'll ask the question because it helps me understand what people are thinking. Because expectation is one thing, right? Wish list is entirely different. Like, we know that there's the ideal situation that Nebraska is a double-digit win team. That's the ideal. Whatever double digits means, right? It can mean 10, 11, 12, 8, whatever, right? We also know that based on previous years, the possibility of the opposite being true as well is not out of the realm of discussion. That's worst-case scenario, right? Mm-hmm. Then we get to project somewhere between, what are the extremes? Like, worst case, they only win 5 games? Is that the worst case? What's the worst case? Text line, what's the worst case? What's the worst case and best case? So give me, so if there's an equal number, so let's say if it's 6-6 or 7-5, 5-7, right? 8-4, 4-8, 9-3, 3-9, 10-2, 2-10. In that, the spectrum lands that probably we would land that somewhere 8-4, 4-8 are likely, the likely vacuum that we're working in. You could slide the scale 4 games either way. Right? You can say that they could win 7 games or 11, right? or they could lose five games or or three or two, right? I don't. What's the spectrum for you, Bach? Like, walk me through.
Well, I do it a lot of usually would be based on historically. Nebraska, even when they're missing the bowl games in the Callahan years, still won five games. But since 2021, when I saw a pretty darn good team win only three games, it kind of resets what you can think. And so I can throw that out there and people will tell me, and I've said this before with the conversation, we have 5-7 is the floor. People will tell me that. I've seen pretty good teams win three. So I know that it can get worse than even what we... So you want to say a floor? I would say three because that's historically what we've seen. And then the ceiling, obviously. I mean...
What's the ceiling?
I've seen Indiana make runs. I've seen Iowa make runs. To get 11 regular season wins, I'd probably say 11.
So 11 being best case, right? 11-1. Peter Corbelt came in and said 11-1, right?
Yeah.
12-game schedule, 11-1. That the range, to me, this year's range has to be firmly locked in between 7 and 11 wins, right? Because 7 is where you are. It's the most recent data point that we have to work from, right? So 7 wins. And you can't aspire or believe that all of the work, all of the hype, all of the resources, all the money, all that stuff would lead you to fewer wins than 7. But also remembering everybody else put in the resources and work as well. It's not like, Illinois took the summer off, right? It's not like Indiana took the summer off. It's not like Washington didn't go out and put in work. It's not like Northwestern didn't go out and get a top tier 4-star quarterback. It's not like Wisconsin sat on its hands. They went and got a guy who could throw for 200 yards a game, which changes how you prepare and prep for them. But then you remember everybody else went and got a running back too. Everybody went and got running backs. Who's the new running back for Nebraska? Right.
Freshman.
Right. We talk about that Nebraska went and got some receivers, right? They went and got some receivers to the portal. What if I told you that Nebraska's first opponent, Cincinnati, also went, they got a receiver from Texas A&M. They got another one from Colorado State. They got another one from, they went and got some people that when they talk about three elite players, if there were elite players, three elite players in the game that's going to be played August 28th in Kansas City. Do you know who the three highest rated players are? The ones that NFL scouts have looked at and college scouts have looked at. Do you know who the top three players are playing in that game by ranking alone? What if I told you they're all Cincinnati? What if I tell you that the defensive lineman is higher ranked than anybody we have on our defense?
Yeah, Dante Corleone.
Right. What if we said that the quarterback, the Nebraska may not have the best quarterback on the field that day. You have a quarterback that threw for 2,800 yards and rushed for 145 in a game, in a single game, returning. Is that impressive?
Impressive enough,
right? I mean,
he's a dual threat quarterback. Look out for him,
right? Like you have to. This is the thing. If in preparing in the walk up for it, yes, Nebraska's focus is Nebraska, and trying to get the players. We can look at the depth chart and start to have some ideas of what we think the depth chart is, but we don't know. Bach, you and I don't know. The listener doesn't know what the actual mothership room, coaches room in Nebraska Huskers, in the Huskers building, what it says. We know that Dylan is 1A. Are we sure who the three receivers are, the top three receivers?
Not completely sure.
Right. We know. Do we know who the left side of the line is? We can project. We can project. But we can say, from discussion's sake, maybe it's Pritchard and Lutosky. You sent Lutosky to Big Ten Media Days, right? So he is Evans the best center, best guard? He played a lot of left guard last year, right? Not right.
Yeah. Expected to move into center here.
Well, right. That's part of the discussion. Part of the discussion. What do you do with Corker and Prochazka? Right? These are veterans. What do you do? Is Kanak the guy? Is Gatola the guy? Are they Big Ten ready? Now. And we don't know. We can say, I think, if Gatola and Sledge are my guys on that side of the ball, you can feel okay about it, right? Because they got reps and they've been in the fire. But then you have to ask another question. What do you know versus what you hope? And that part, the more questions you have about a team, tells you the state of the team. Now, here's the question I was asked Saturday. Bach, would you feel more comfortable if Prochazka and Corcoran were your right side? Or if they were not your right side? Based on people who are available, which one would you feel more comfortable with? Yeah, that was my reaction. That sound you made. Text line, I'm not wrong in it. Tell me. Right? Bach, right? Like, we know what we know. And then,
I mean, just how much do you know in that conversation? Because you could even say, we at least know because we've seen Prochazka and Corcoran. Well, they're coming off injuries.
Uh-huh.
And multiple injuries. Uh-huh. You know? And so you don't even know what you have there. So I think some people would say, no, I like what we have. Keep those guys as backups. Well, you like what you have is you're projecting, Tyler Knack. How much of Tyler Knack have you seen play?
Unless you're Daddy Knack. We don't know. Here's what we'll go to break. Fire up the text line. Tell me what your and there's a difference between projected wins and expected wins, right? Because I want the temperature of the room, and if the room is, tell me, just put a projected win. So just put a P and a number, and then expected E and a number for the number of wins this season. And you don't even have to tell me why. But I'm going to ask Bach this. What he projects them to win versus what he expects them to win. We'll get his answer and yours when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day.
Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.